531. PMN News at 9, Good Fala Morning and Maloni, I'm Tauriki Rongo. More than 10,000 homes in Tonga now have an endless supply of electricity thanks to a brand new 6-megawatt solar power plant. It is the largest solar power plant in the Pacific and built by New Zealand company Sanergise alongside Tonga Power Limited. The solar farm produces enough renewable energy to offset 18% of Tongatapu's current diesel power generation. Spokesman Lachlan McPherson says the project began in 2019 but was interrupted by COVID and the earthquake and tsunami.
COVID hit and then the devastating submarine volcano. But thank you to just incredible resilience of the people on the ground in Tonga. All stops were pulled out to clean up the panels and get things in order again. The systems have been up and running and powering a bit over 10,000 homes.
The baby boy at the heart of a controversial court decision over blood donation is likely to have surgery in 48 hours. This follows a high court decision that's ruled in favour of Te Whatu Ora allowing two medical specialists to make medical and surgical decisions for the baby. The baby, who has a heart defect, is at Starship Children's Hospital in Auckland and needs urgent surgery. But his parents are refusing to let him receive blood from vaccinated donors, saying the long-term effects of the vaccine were untested. A 37-year-old Pukekohe baker is off to Singapore after receiving the Prime Minister's scholarship to study cookery aboard. Po Uliefu has had her fair share of struggles after moving to New Zealand to support her family in Samoa. In between work and family, the young Samoan mum fits in cooking classes at Ignite College. Po will be travelling to Singapore in February for a six-week internship at the Sha Tak International Hotel and Tourism School.
I'm going to be learning a lot more on Asian dishes, how they present it, what are the ingredients. Also, I've been dealing with how can I handle the complaints in so many different ways. I'll be looking at not just only being a chef, but also how can I manage a kitchen in the future.
And December is Tonga's busiest wedding season, with many couples heading down the aisle in the weeks leading up to Christmas. But Minister of Justice Samu Kuita Waipulu voiced his concerns over the rising number of couples divorcing. He told Parliament some marriages in Tonga are lasting only 2 weeks. Minister Waipulu says when he was working as a lawyer, he increased his legal fees for divorce applications from $300 to $1,000, but people still paid his fees. He says the number of divorces by couples aged between 20 and 30 rose from 205 to 245. And the Fijian Election Office reminds overseas voters to post their ballots papers using the official documents received in their postal package. Supervisor of Elections Mohamed Sanim says every overseas postal voter has been issued a prepaid return envelope which should be used to return the documents via DHL. Mr. Sanim says that DHL will not ask to open an envelope for a security check if the ballot papers are posted through the prepaid return envelope issued with the postal package. And that's news at 9. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.